This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 23. More Numbers? Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 26. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, "Take a census of the whole Israelite community by families, all those 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army of Israel." So on the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar, the priests, spoke with them and said, "Take a census of the men, 20 years old or more, as the Lord commanded Moses." These were the Israelites who came out of Egypt. The total number of the men of Israel was 601,730. These are the ones counted by Moses and Eleazar, the priest, when they counted the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Not one of them was among those counted by Moses and Aaron the priest when they counted the Israelites in the desert of Sinai. For the Lord had told those Israelites they would surely die in the wilderness, and not one of them was left except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. I'm not a numbers person. Maybe you're not either. For some of us, it can be hard to read a chapter full of numbers like the one in our reading for today. But God has some important lessons here for us. First, God teaches about our need for His grace. This is the second census in Numbers because a new generation was on the scene. One generation had died in the desert because the people had not trusted God to take them into the Promised Land. And many from this new generation had also died recently because of Israel's sin with Moab. If you compare the numbers from one census to the other, you will see that some tribes increased and some decreased. The tribe of Simeon lost over 37,000 men. Perhaps they took the brunt of God's wrath for Israel's adultery with Moab. Like them, we all have sinned and need God's grace. Second, this census shows that God is faithful. Even though one whole generation died, the total number of those counted was only about 1,800 less than in the first census. God was faithful to His promise to give Abraham numerous descendants. When we fail, we need to remember that God doesn't. The Lord is rich in grace to all who call on Him. When it comes to numbers, a Scottish pastor, Robert Murray McShane, had this advice: "For every look at yourself, take 10 looks at Christ." What a great encouragement. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for Your mercy in spite of our failures. May our sins drive us to Your grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.